Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
This is taking too long.
Hold on.
We've been in this storeroom too long. We should stay on the move.
Just one more minute. I know it's here somewhere.
You see any movement, Captain? Any signs of pursuit?
Not yet.
How are you doing, Commander?
Fine, Eiffel.
You sure?
A little shaky, but fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, an evil mega-genius almost had you space yourself. If you need a moment...
No, Eiffel. We're going to save all of the traumatized breaking down until later. Right now, we keep it together. Keep moving. Aha! Got it.
Great! I'm so glad we got it. Also, what is it?
Eiffel, you remember that time when I went a little overboard while hunting the plant monster?
A little overboard?
Well, part of going overboard is setting up a couple of equipment caches around the station.
That's pretty overboard.
I did always wonder what happened to the tactical knives kit.
That, plus independently networked earpieces, microphones, eye cameras, sound and motion meters, and the last two handguns not in the small arms locker. Everything you'll ever need to go monster hunting. And more. Loveless, catch.
Thanks.
And now that we're packing safari gear, any ideas for a new plan?
The new plan is the old plan. Get on the Sol. Fly away. Blow up the Hephaestus.
Hera, are you there?
You know, barely alive, terrified, and doing our best to not think about the past 2 weeks.
Thank you, Eiffel. Hira, you said the plan's not gonna work. Why not?
Command knows about Jacoby's bomb. Mr. Ryman is disarming it.
And how did they find out about that, Hira?
Oh, how do you think?
Minkowski, we can't talk about this in front of her. Clearly, anything she knows is compromised intel.
That's not how this... Look, if Price gives me a direct command, sure. Not much I can do there. But right now, they're all looking for you, not paying attention to...
Yeah? And how long is that gonna last? Not to be indelicate, but I don't know how we get... Ah! Ow! Oh, that's my ear! Let go! Ah!
Shut the hell up! That woman? For the last 2 weeks, she was the only person who even tried to resist what Price and Cutter were doing to us. So you are going to show her some goddamn respect, am I clear?
Yes, fine. Ah!
You've been nothing but poison since you got on my station, Jacoby. You want to be part of the team? Straighten up and fly right.
Jesus, Commander.
I'm done, Eiffel. We're getting the hell out of here today.
And how does Georgina S. Patton propose we do that?
While they're looking for us on the Hephaestus, we get on the Sol, get Hira transferred, and blast off.
And row back to Spain like there's no mañana?
Complications, sir. The security system on the Sol is now active. And on Hyler.
It shouldn't be. While we were damaging your equipment, I also disconnected the Sol's visual and infrared sensors.
Yes, but someone forgot about the audio sensors. Anything above the ship's normal background noise levels will set off an alarm and shut down the premises. Also, your key card access has been revoked. You can't get past the airlock in the hangar bay, and that's the only way into the Sol.
Well, it's a good thing we've got a demolitions expert.
No, Eiffel. Anything powerful enough to bust through the airlock would damage the ship. So unless, I don't know, you feel like putting on a spacesuit and carving up a hole in the side of the ship, that's probably it for this plan.
Actually...
Oh, God.
Soul's exterior airlocks seem particularly reinforced.
Minkowski, you got a spacesuit in that bug-out bag?
No. I've got two.
Okay, so what? Two people put on suits, go out there, bust into the ship, turn off the security systems, and transfer Hira over?
While wearing these earpieces and eye cams. The other two stay over here, walk us through anything we run into. Oh, yes, thank you, Hira. And we do it without setting off any of the sound sensors.
So we have to be completely silent until the system's off or the proverbial jig is up?
What, you don't like it?
Actually, it's not awful. As long as I don't have to be one of the two morons that goes out there.
Why the hell am I one of the two morons that's out here?
Breaking and entering to do, I want my mischief specialist with me. And if the support team is found out, I want the people who can actually take care of themselves on it.
Minkowski, you reading us?
We're here, Captain. Line secure?
Took a little bit of doing, but we should be able to talk freely.
How's the signal? Getting us okay?
Loud and clear, Eiffel.
Video's coming through nicely, too. We even found a sneaky way to hook it up to Hira's short-term memory.
Nice. Wait a minute. Hira, this is the first time you're only getting visuals from one place, isn't it? How does it feel?
It's really weird, I don't like it.
Simmer down, you two. You're about to get to the Sol.
Right. Kind of forgot this was a spinning target.
Rotational axis. It's how they do that artificial gravity thing.
That's great. Is there, like, a catwalk somewhere?
Yes, but we need to go all the way around to the docking port. We'd use up too much air.
Okay. So... No! I'm not jumping from one spacecraft to another!
You just deactivate your mag boots, the Sol. It's coming this way.
Yeah, I see it.
How long before it's in front of you?
I don't know. Like 15 seconds?
Okay.
And, what do I do?
Oh, you don't do anything. I'm the one that does the shoving.
Okay. Wait, what?
Easy on the emphatic groaning, all right? quietly. Quiet, please. Yes, yes, less of flipping me the bird and more getting the door open.
She keeps a couple of spares.
happiest place in the star system.
Jacoby, where are these things? Where does she keep the spears?
Workstation, in the back. Keep moving, I'll let you know when I see it.
Is that station in the back?
Try that drawer, Minkowski. Looks like that one's just tools. Try the other one. That's a lot of eyes.
That's really, really gross. Why are they still moving? They're not attached to anything. Why are they...
The time. Eiffel. Minkowski. Grab one. Come on. Is there a problem? Let's go. Oh, forgot the... Yes, I know it's gross, but will one of you just pick up an eye already? Are you kidding me? Okay, Officer Eiffel, Commander. Rock, paper, scissors. Whoever loses picks up the eye, okay? Oh, sorry, Eiffel. What bad luck. What a shame. Now pick up the freaking eye. No, not two out of three. Just do it already.
Yes.
You're a true American hero. Minkowski, get him back to the service node. Quickly, please, before he passes out. Commander, could you please pull up the security system?
Okay, that ought to do it. All right, Eiffel, just go up to the terminal and hold up the eye.
Shut up! Enough of the groaning! Focus! Come on, just a bit farther.
Captain? Captain, are you okay?
Wait, Commander, don't...
Damn it all to hell. Captain? Hera? We're on our own. Eiffel, let's get out of here. No, no!
Oh, for gods, are we trapped here?
Yeah, there goes the stealth portion of the mission. Eiffel, get ready for combat.
With what? Harsh language?
With whatever you can find that might make a good... No, not the stupid eye. Look for something better.
Oh, here we go. Here's a nice blunt object. Hardcover edition of Price and Carter's Deep Space. Oh, god damn it.
It'll do. Brace yourself.
Or not. We need to get out of here.
And how do you propose we get through those blast doors?
Hera, can you hear me?
Of course she can't. We lost the comms, and that
Hang
was-
on, Commander. I know what you're thinking. I can't do this. I can barely even hear them. There's no way I can override the blast doors. But yes, you can. You are that good. There's nothing you can't do.
Eiffel.
Hang on. Give her a moment. See what I tell you, Hera? You're unfriggin' stoppable.
Evening.
Oh. How you doing, Colonel?
Come quietly, Eiffel. Their patience isn't gonna last forever.
Eiffel, move. Out of the way, Kepler.
You really going to do it? You got another one in you?
I don't know, but I'm having quite the day, so we may find out.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because last I checked, you can't shoot in the dark.
Yeah, well, neither can you.
Maybe. But not all of us are so limited.
Oh, you gotta be.
Some of us can see perfectly well in the dark.
Commander, orders? I've still got the flashlight, I could...
Colonel Kepler, if they turn on any source of light, shoot them dead where they stand.
Understood.
Oh, so what? It's either get shot by him or let you kill us?
Oh, don't be silly. I don't kill people, Lieutenant. It's so wasteful. You work for me now, and I value all my workers very highly. I don't know how you managed to break out of your restraining bolts, but I am very much looking forward to solving that puzzle. Oh, there, Lieutenant. You're going to come quietly now.
No, we're not. You know why? Because as someone once told me, Price and Carter 754. In an emergency, take stock of the tools at your disposal, then take stock again. Repurpose, reuse, recycle. And right now, you know what I got? I got this lighter from when Cutter was using me as his personal cabana boy.
What are you...
And I've got myself this big, fat copy of the Deep Space Survival Manual. You know what I'm gonna do with it?
Wait, Eiffel, don't!
I'm going to repurpose it, and reuse it, and recycle it into a giant fireball of death! Ah! That's right, Doug Eiffel's Deep Space Survival Guide.
Put it out!
Yeah, we'll be with you in just a moment.
Put it out now!
What is happening?
The soul. It has different systems than the Hephaestus or the Urania, including a very strict fire code.
Strict? How strict?
I'd hold on to something.
Kepler, what the hell is happening?
Can't you tell, Minkowski? This node's been detached from the soul. We're off structure! We just got ejected into space!
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valente. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Hira and Price were played by Michaela Sui. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Ryman was played by Julian Silver. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us get the hell out of here today? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, Rouge Farm D, Sarah Shramek, Andrew and Abby Guthy, Egypt Spivey, Meg Bevilacqua, Amy Tang Wei, and all our patrons for your support and for supporting true American heroes before they pass out. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grouser.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.